This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Providing a hot lunch for public school children sounds like a good idea, but in practice it has become something less than healthful. And the main reason for that, says Jerusha Klemperer, is that skimpy budgets for the lunch programs require too much nutritional corner cutting.
Right now, the amount that's allocated to serve children a free lunch at school is a number that has to include labor and infrastructure and all of those things, with only about a dollar being allocated for food. We all know it's really hard to eat anything decent with only a dollar to spend for lunch.
Klemperer is the coordinator for Slow Food USA's Time for Lunch campaign, which is also lobbying for improved standards for healthful foods in federally supported school lunch programs. Standards, she says, should also be applied to all foods offered on public school campuses.
Right now, there are nutrition standards that are applied to the food served in the school lunch line, but it turns out there's lots of other food sold and served at school besides the stuff that's in the school lunch lines. You know, a lot of schools have basically fast food restaurants operating inside their lunchrooms. Kids can buy that food. There are vending machines all over many, many schools. So we're hoping to see them apply standards to those non-lunch line items as well.
Slow Food USA has designated Labor Day as the date for a host of food-related events across the country, all intended to rally support for their efforts to, quote, get real food in schools.
There are over 250 events occurring around the country at different sites to bring attention to the need to improve and get real food into the school lunch program in this country.
Bill Hahn is president of Slow Food Sonoma County North, which is hosting a picnic in Healdsburg Plaza on Monday afternoon. He's also been involved in his chapter's efforts to work directly with local school gardens and expand students' dietary horizons through hands-on experience.
Slow Food Sonoma County North is helping seven schools start or improve their school garden program through volunteers, work parties, some small funding. And I know that kids that taste for real food for a change instead of prepackaged mass-produced foods, they do like it better.
Nor are they alone in doing so locally, adds Susan Campbell, part of the Slow Foods Russian River Group.
We have no excuse not to have our kids have fresh food. I feel like it's just unbelievable if they don't, because we can grow everything. But this is a nationwide thing as far as trying to increase the dollar to the public schools.
Campbell's group is hosting another of the Labor Day Eat-In events, which Slow Food calls a cross between a potluck and a sit-in, at the Bayer Farm in Roseland. With nearly 300 of those events now planned nationwide, Jerusha Klemperer anticipates a strong outpouring of support for their lobbying efforts. And she notes that while there is an appealing social aspect to their campaign, its core concern is a serious public health issue.
Our children are less healthy than their parents, which is the first time that this happened in this country in a while. And along with obesity comes obesity-related diseases, and those affect children's health, and they affect our health care costs. They affect all kinds of things that are very much in everyone's mind these days.
There will be at least 9 eat-in events in the North Bay on Monday, including ones in Mill Valley, Fort Ross, St. Helena, and Sonoma, and 2 each in Sebastopol and Santa Rosa. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.